Welcome to the weekend and welcome to The Barbecue Show with Steve Ray. The Barbecue Show is brought to you by the Alistair's Barbecue Supply and Pro Shop in Ottawa, by the historic Midnight Oil Service Station in Ottawa, by Michelin Tires, because so much is riding on your time, and by all the great barbecue products and supplies at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply and Pro Shop. I know you've got questions, and we've got answers, so pick up the phone, 423-267-1023, and let's talk some barbecue.
Now, that's right. It's the weekend, and it's time to start smoking and grilling here on The Barbecue Show, live on Talk Radio 102.3, also live right now on the Owl's Nest Barbecue Facebook page. It's a barbecue simulcast, two for the price of one. You just can't beat that. Our phone numbers, 423-267-1023, 423-267-1023. If you've got a question about barbecue all show long, your calls are welcome, 423-267-1023. The broadcast partner for the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply Show is Backyard Smokers Barbecue on Facebook, the number one destination for question and answers, and even if you want to post some pictures and do a little bragging, go to Backyard Smokers Barbecue on Facebook. Joe Varner in the studio, Aaron Carver at my side, Jeff Maxwell at my other side. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, all of the shows are loaded up onto podcast form. And wherever you get your podcast, you can get the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live every week right here from Talk Radio 102.3. Hey, Steve, what's new is brought to you tonight by Heath Riles Barbecue Rubs and Sauces. Nobody brings it harder to barbecue taste than barbecue champion Heath Riles. Whether it's a whole hog or a rack of ribs, all of Heath's rubs and sauces hit home with great taste, available at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. Barbecuer's Delight delivered peach pellets this week to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply store for your pellet grill. Elevate your barbecue with a great southern taste of peach. These things are fantastic. They smell like peach. They taste like peach. They give a peach flavor. So, and you know, it's hard to find peach wood. You don't just go out and, you know, it's not everywhere. It's hard to find. And when people get it, they hoard it. They keep it. They don't want to share it. But now if you have a pellet grill, you can get all you want. Peach pellets from Barbecuer's Delight. And also new at the shop is Butcher Barbecue's Hickory Flavor Liquid Smoke. Don't laugh and don't say, throw your hands up and go, oh my gosh, this guy uses liquid smoke. This stuff is really cool. When your recipe calls for just a little more barbecue taste and you missed it on the grill, you can still add it with Butcher Barbecue's Hickory Flavored Liquid Smoke. It's hickory-flavored liquid smoke. And, Jeff, we cracked the top on it before the show. It's not bad.
It's barbecue perfume.
I know, it is. You
it
could
smells
put this,
fantastic.
You could put this, like, in little containers and just place them around the party. You know, people would go, what's that smell? It smells like my grill.
You'll have all the neighbors coming over to check out what's going on.
And nothing satisfies a barbecue crowd like a great selection of barbecue sauce. So make sure you have Suckle Buster's Peach Flavored Barbecue Sauce available now at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. Make sure you have Suckle Buster Flavors Barbecue Sauce. Let me start again. Make sure Suckle Buster's is a hard word to say. It is. It's just a hard word to say.
Get rid of it.
You got to be careful. Nothing satisfies a barbecue crowd like a great selection of barbecue sauce. So make sure Suckle Buster's peach-flavored barbecue sauce is on the menu. Great southern taste that'll make your barbecue crowd say, this is some great barbecue, y'all. And, of course, all those what's new at the store, Steve, items are available at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. Now we're going to go to the Butcher Barbecue Hotline, and we're going to travel north by about 1,600 or 1,700 miles, maybe.
It's about that.
It's a bunch of clicks.
17-hour ride.
It's a bunch of clicks from here. We're going to head up to Minnesota, and we're going to join our buddy Jeff Reiser in just a moment. Before we go to Jeff, I want to tell everybody there's only four spots left in next Saturday's Brisket Boot Camp at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. Cost is $200, and that includes everything you will need to make your next brisket your best brisket. We'll be smoking these big briskets on an offset stick-burning smoker. So in addition to a new brisket skills, you will get fire management skills as well. Text me at 423-593-6588. That's 423-593-6588. Or you can simply go to our Facebook page, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Facebook page, and send me a message there, and we'll get you signed up. We've got 6 signed up. There's only going to be 10 people. We've got 4 slots left. So if you want to spend a cool Saturday, that's next Saturday. You can give us a call and contact us, and we'll get you signed up. Everything you need. You don't have to bring anything. You don't have to bring. If you want to bring some notepads, that's fine. You can bring those. But we're going to show you how to do a brisket and make it the best brisket you've ever done. And it's something. The recipe is going to be so simple, and the method so simple, that you'll be able to replicate this over and over every time. So, in time, you will become the brisket whisperer of your neighborhood. Tonight's guest resides in Wisconsin, but he's joining us from Minnesota at the Minnesota in May Barbecue Contest. His YouTube channel has 20,000 subscribers now and more than 90 fun-filled and instructional videos to help you enhance your backyard barbecue pleasure. Jeff Reiser of Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin, on the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live tonight. Hello, Reiser. How you doing?
Real good, Steve. And howdy, Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I'm up here in Minnesota in May, just hanging out, you know, doing a little bit of coaching, obviously, helping out my good buddy Darren from Ash Kickin' Barbecue. I'm excited just to be able to hang out and see some good old competition CCBS style.
It's quite a show, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. Got a lot of great cooks here. I think there's over 60 of them in the pro part of it. I'm not sure on the backyard guys, but hanging out with the fellas and kicking back. You know, I'm actually been suffering from scurvy. I don't know if I ever told you that much. So I added a couple limes to my Corona tonight, so hopefully we can turn that back and we'll be doing good.
How far are you from the Arctic Circle? I've never had a chance to ask anybody that.
Where he lives or where he's at right now?
No, where he's at now.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump, Steve. Is actually, you go due north from here, and you're going to be in the real Arctic Circle. You're going to be frozen.
I mean, you're going to be. I mean, you're close, aren't you?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, you know, we're up here. You know, there ain't much left of the border. You know,
is there a
crossing in Canuck Country?
Is it still snow on the ground?
No, it's beautiful. It's actually about 58, which is good cooking temp. You know,
yeah,
good cooking temp.
That's tremendous cooking temperatures. Hey, yeah. You know, Jeff, we're going to talk about getting ready for the Memorial Day parties. And you know, you've got some really good videos of parties that you've done. And and that's why I picked you to be with us tonight. But before we get started on that, you know, what you do and what I do and Jeff and everybody, you know, barbecue and especially backyard, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And I mean, it's absolutely exploding. And being so ingrained in the YouTube videos like you are. Now, our producer, Joe Varner, has a YouTube channel here in Chattanooga that's very popular where he goes around to restaurants and he samples their hamburgers and cheeseburgers and whatnot. Then he and his buddy talk about it. And I'm not going to say it's unique, but it's really a cool thing because, you know, they visit, especially before COVID was, they would actually go to the restaurants and sit inside, talk to the owners, and it's a really neat thing. What you do is when you put out information, I know that you catch the eye of the grill community as far as it manufacturers. So what's in the arsenal of Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin, and what's your newest grill that you've been using?
Well, you know, I circled through quite a few different pits in the past year, but right now in the studio itself, literally in the studio, we have Pit Boss, we have Pellet Pro Smoke Daddy, Slow and Sear Kettle, a couple Oklahoma Joes. I got their little cool little Bronco. I love cooking on that little ugly drum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the newest addition is my Santa Maria from Lone Star Grills. And that, just to get back on live fire cooking again, is just, it's fun. It's fun. It's kind of put the spark, let's say, to Reiser again. people don't realize that, you know, I'm an old timer. You know, I'm over 50 now, so I think I can get my ARP card pretty soon. But in all reality, I grew up in front of a campfire and a tripod. So to get back to this cooking like how Dad and I used to do it, it's just exciting. So if you've never cooked on a Santa Maria and you want to try it, it's not as intimidating. Even as a beast of a cooker, it's ginormous. It's not as hard to do as what a person thinks.
Explain to the listening audience here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, what the Santa Maria Grill is, because there's people here that just don't know what it is.
Well, it's an open pit kind of a thing where you're going to go ahead, start off with maybe a little charcoal in the center of it, and then you start adding some wood, and you're cooking on the wood on the whole time with it. You can cook with just charcoal if you want, if you're doing something quick like oysters or something, but the great thing about the Santa Maria is that it's open air. You know, it's live fire and open air. You're not putting a lid on it. You're not going to get smoke. You're not going to get any of that smoky ring, you know, like I always call it, that lot lizard pink lipstick. But you are going to get, you know, some flavor from that wood. But it's an open pit, and you can get different styles of grates. You know, the Lone Star has the carbon steel now. That's their new big update to that cooker, along with they have the Argentina style, Argentinian style type of grates too, where it's gonna the fat and the grease can just kind of sit in that grate and kind of not flare up but smoke up and give you more flavor into that.
Isn't this the Aaron, go to the VCAM, okay, because people watching on Facebook can see this thing. Isn't this the one that's got the big wheel on it, though, that you turn the wheel? Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, right? So that's what I'm looking for. Everybody.
You want me to get more into that? So
yeah, that's what's interesting. I mean, everything else is just a grill. Get on that wheel thing. I like that.
So you're going to – you can start your fire, and then you can adjust that height to the temperature that you're kind of looking for. And live fire, you mean, we all have the creature comforts of the thermal works and the meters and all those different types of, let's say, 2021 devices. But with this cooker, you can actually just kind of learn the old hand style where 3 seconds above the fire, you're searing.
Mm-hmm.
You can hand your hand about 8 seconds above the fire, well, now you're kind of roasting. So you just adjust that whole grate up and down to the kind of the temperature that you want to cook it at. And it's a feel thing. It truly is, gets you back to primitive, primal cooking, and that's why I'm fired up, man.
I can tell the spark is back.
Yeah. I love pellet grills, and I love it for the convenience. And everybody thinks I'm a pellet grill cooker, but I've only been on them for 2 years, so I'm really not a pellet grill cooker. So it's fun to get back to the old style cooking.
So of all the things that you're cooking with, and let's not count the Santa Maria, because that's new, and every time everybody gets a new cooker, it's always their favorite. What is the go-to smoker at Dead Broke Barbecue headquarters?
It's still my Smoke Daddy Pellet Pro 2300. Mm-hmm. That cabinet smoker is still my go-to. Number one for convenience, number two for reliability. That is my pit. When people call me and say, hey, can you make us a couple briskets for you know, the weekend or for a party or whatever, that's my go-to cooker, plain and simple. I have a couple coming in that I'm really excited about, pellet grills too, but that one is the one I'm always going to just fire up when we're cooking for the family. If they want, you know, a couple racks of St. Louis ribs, that's the one I go to.
All right, sounds good. Jeff, when we come back from this break, we're going to get into planning that Memorial Day party, and I want you to include the whole team Dead Broke Barbecue in the planning. The Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply is the proud home of all Butcher Barbecue products. From two-time barbecue world champion David Bosca, his rubs, sauce, and grilling oils turn ordinary barbecue into extraordinary barbecue. And don't forget the new hickory-flavored Liquid Smoke, now available at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ooltewah. We'll be back after this short break with Jeff Rice from Dead Broke Barbecue, coming to us direct from the Minnesota in May KCBS Barbecue Contest in Minnesota. Stay with us. Our number is 267-1023. If you've got a question about barbecue, jump on that line. It will help get you going this weekend. Stay with us. Good first segment, sir.
Yeah, I figured I was going to serve it up to you hot, man.
Yeah.
The lot
list. That was a classic.
I knew that was going to get your crowd rolling.
Yeah, number four Corona coming up.
A little scurvy from not having.
I want to thank everybody on Facebook for watching us. Mad Horse Barbecue is with us in the chat room.
I'm standing right next to the man.
Oh, are you?
I'm standing right next to Brian Horseman right now. So.
Oh, okay.
So he's talking for being on the show. The least he could do.
So you're going to get to watch him prep his chicken thighs?
Yeah.
Has he already trimmed them, or is he going to trim them?
He's already trimmed them. Yeah.
Trim everything at home. Everything you can get done at home, do it at home.
Relaxing. He says he can concentrate better, and, you know, it's just a lot easier. So,
ask your friend if he even builds his boxes at home.
You know, he built the boxes right in front of us today.
Oh, did he? Okay. Okay.
Kale in there, and he was building up three boxes tonight. He goes, I just got to get three boxes done tonight, and I'll finish the rest tomorrow.
He show you how he's going to do the flip method?
No.
He didn't show you the flip method?
On the rib?
Huh? No, on the boxes.
On the boxes? No, he didn't show me any of that yet.
Oh, they may have already given out boxes then. Yeah, I bet
no,
they
no,
did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. He's already got the boxes. Yeah, they already got the boxes and all that, so. But he's putting them together. He's taking the kale and ripping off leaves. And, oh, man, that's way too much work for me, Steve.
Oh, you should see when we used to just use parsley.
You have Greg Rempe in the chat asking if
– is he?
Yeah, there's a question for you coming out of the break maybe there, Ricer. Okay.
Will Jeff sing for us?
Will Jeff sing a little for us tonight?
Sure.
He's pretty good. But no, he will not be singing. What's that Justin Swallow says, Jeff?
I just found you guys on YouTube. I'm up in Clarksville, Tennessee, thinking about opening a barbecue equipment supply shop. How do you guys decide what to carry in the store? Inventory seems like it could go out of control quick. Here, there are so many good rubs and sauces.
Well, that's a good question, Justin. The way I decided what to carry was I turned to the people that I know in this business, and the ones that were willing to do the most as far as helping with what you should carry, not just trying to sell you something, because everything doesn't sell well in different parts of the country, and that's how I decided. But you're right, you can get a bunch of money tied up in rubs and just rubs and sauces real quick.
Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Talk Radio 102.3.
All right, welcome back. Are you a Malcolm Reed fan? Sure you are. And we have the entire lineup of How to Barbecue Right, Rubs and Sauces at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ooltewah. Did you see Malcolm use his classic, the barbecue rub, on a pork butt, then follow it up with his AP rub? Yeah, I saw it too. And you can get them both at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ooltewah. Our number is 267-1023, 423-267-1023. If you'd like to call in the show and ask a barbecue question, we would love to have you. Our special guest tonight is Jeff Rice from Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin, coming to us live from the Minnesota in May KCBS contest in the state of Minnesota, just short of the Arctic Circle. And we're going to be talking about all things Memorial Day now with Jeff. Jeff, you've got several videos on your channel where you are hosting parties in your backyard. And
right. And
these things are not, you know, these aren't a couple neighbors, you know, wandered over with a couple hot dogs and hamburgers and boiled eggs. These are full-blown, they're full-blown events. And I'm sure Mrs. Dead Broke has something to do with the parties that you throw too. So let's start off and tell me what is it that you and your wife will get together and talk about first when you start planning your Memorial Day events?
Number one, my wife takes care of all of the salads and typically all of the sides. I am a caveman. I cook meat. She does all the fancy green stuff with carrots and mayonnaise. That's just not really my thing. So she will always take care of that part. She always wants to kind of know what I'm in the mood for, and she'll do her best to try to match it up. You know, she'll try to match it up so at least there's potato salad. You know, is it going to be German? Or is it going to be regular? You know, all that type of stuff. So that's kind of, we just talk about what the proteins are that I want to cook and how many people we're going to be feeding.
All right, let's stay there, Jeff. What when you're deciding on what meats to cook, do you lean more towards the pork butts and briskets, or do you like to do the quicker methods like that burgers and hot dogs lend themselves to?
I'm going to tell you, Steve, I got to have a mix. I can't just do, you know, I'm going to get up early, throw a brisket on or pork butt. And then I want a few steaks, you know, whatever it is, picanha, maybe sometimes if I know we're not going to have more than like, you know, 20 people, then sometimes I'll go buy a packer of ribeyes, and we're going to plan that we're going to do some ribeyes. But the way I serve them is we cook them all, and then we slice them into little chunks and throw them in a big tray.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Wisconsin. We got to have brats. I mean, you grow up as a kid, they don't hand you a pacifier. They're handing you a brat. So obviously, there's always brats at every holiday, every barbecue holiday. We got brats.
So you've got.
Kind of go ahead.
So you've got the big meats. You've got the steaks. See, steak never entered my mind for a Memorial Day cookout. I would never think of doing steaks. Steaks. What about some chicken? You throwing any chicken on the grill? Because it seems like you're, you know, why stop it? Why stop there? You know.
Well, there's occasions when my wife has got the meat sweats because all I've been doing is cooking too much beef or pork. Then there, I'll throw in a couple of chicken breasts for her and some other people that might be more conscious about what they kind of want to devour that day. But chicken wings, they're always kind of a go-to every other holiday, let's say, because people like chicken wings. But if I had my way, it's going to be something beef-related with a little bit of pork. That's really where I'm going to go.
Okay.
I like chicken, but I've eaten enough. My dad always complained about it when we were kids because he grew up in the military. So he always said that couldn't stand chicken because that's all they fed him. So I kind of maybe inherited that same thing. But I like chicken. I like chicken.
Yeah.
It's not my party. Let's say it's not the party food. Unless it's wings.
Well, and I appreciate that too, but because the menu that you're throwing down right now, and I'm sure this is probably what you're already planning for two more weeks from now, is, I mean,
right,
the meat selection is pretty extensive already.
Yeah.
So let's pair that with the sides. Does your wife try to, is it just traditional stuff, you know, like slaw, pork and beans, the eggs things, or does she get outside the box? I know she, I think your wife is from
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Does she try to, introduce any of her, foods from her regions into the side dishes?
100%. She loves salads. So there's always going to be some different types of salads that she's going to do, and fancy. And she puts so much work into it. I'm like, just throw it in a pot, just put it on a table. No, she's got to make it all ground and make it look like a perfect circle. And there's a lot of work that she goes into that. But she's that style. I mean, she has fun with that. But she's always looking for light stuff in fruit. there's always going to be a big tub of fruit somewhere at our house for somebody, because she thinks that the beef is great and she loves pork butt and all that, but she always says you got to have something a little bit light, because not everybody has an iron stomach like you, Jeff. And so we're a good match. We're a good match when it comes to like our dinner menu, for sure.
What do you, when she's working on those sides, do you like divide it up? Just is it just her working the sides, or do y'all like get some input from the guests that are going to be there, or do you solicit input? Because you know a lot of times you can get too much food. And then and it goes to waste. How do you balance that out where you have enough, but you don't want to have too much?
My wife will make typically two sides, and I have cousins and great friends that insist on bringing something, so they're always going to bring something. And what happens at the end of the party? It's all divided up, and everybody goes home with some leftovers for the next day. You know, unless I'm being really, really stingy, then I might throw one of those tomahawks in my refrigerator for me for tomorrow with steak and eggs.
Well, it sounds like y'all have got this plan down to a T. Do y'all have are you one of those guys that keeps a spreadsheet on the computer with hey, Jeff's over here laughing at me. There's people that keep this kind of stuff on their computer and they call it up. You know, they're always ready to have the party, and they can that way they can refer back to last year's party or last July 2nd or 4th rather.
I'm not that way, but I do always remember what I cooked the prior year. So I don't want to cook so everybody comes, even if they say, oh, I really, really, really wish you would have made pork steaks. And I'm like, no, we had them last year. Maybe next year, but this year we're doing regular thick cut pork chops, or we're doing burgers or something like that. You know what I mean? I always try to it's really, unfortunately, the protein's always picked by me, but the family gives me a little bit of input, but it's still, I don't want to cook that. I just did a video on it. So the parties I don't typically film a lot of, because it's, you know, 10 times the work, but a lot of times I do want to, but we
focus, buddy, focus.
Yeah, sorry. we typically always try to make something that's well-rounded, if that makes any sense to you, Steve. But I'm always picking what the proteins are. Now, picking the two salads she's making.
All right, now I know you're the guy that I'm assuming you're the guy when you show up even at somebody else's house. The guy's wife may ask you to cook. Are you that guy?
Always.
Okay, I figured.
My friends always hand me the tongs on their grill, and then I complain to them that, you know, it's time to upgrade from that 1932 old rusty up junker that you got. You know, but they hand me the tongs and I go to work.
So you bust their chops on the equipment too. I like that. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. I know. Come on. You can do better than this. So what do you do though, Jeff, when one of your buddies offers to do, say, hey Jeff, I'll do the pork butt this year. Do you
let him? I'll answer that right now. I'll let him. Because the biggest satisfaction that I have at a lot of my friends, because back out of high school and college and tech school days, half of them couldn't even boil water. And now they have like either a Traeger or a Pit Boss or a Camp Chef or a Green Mountain Grill, and they're starting to learn how to cook for themselves. And it's super cool to see them saying, hey, you know, I can't, you know, and they always tell me, I just laugh at them, but I can't cook my ribs as good as you, but I really want them. Yeah, make them. And I always tell them that they're the best ribs I've ever had in my life. Because the best thing that I think you can do for somebody that's getting into the barbecue, you know, the lifestyle of the backyard barbecue, is keep them enthused into it and give them props, because they worked hard. They worked hard. Even if they're maybe, you could have maybe put a little bit more black pepper on that brisket or whatever. always encourage them and keep them going. And because they'll the next time, next year when they bring something, it's going to be better. It always is.
Absolutely. We're going to take a second break of the night. Joe Martinez wants to know, do you click your tongs a few times? Of course he does. He's a barbecue pit master. If ribs are your thing, then I have the thing for you. Craig Sherry's famous Texas rib jelly and Texas rib candy, plus his chicken and barbecue rubs, are now available at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ooltewah. Treat your ribs with a taste of Texas from Craig Sherry. You're talking with Jeff Rice from Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin, coming to you live from the KCBS Minnesota in May contest in Minnesota. And we'll be right back. 267-1023, 423-267-1023 is our number. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, Jeff, you were talking about that 19.
Turkey was so damn good. Holy cow, I couldn't hardly concentrate on that.
You're eating during the interview?
Yeah. Well,
I tell you what.
They're getting ready to turn in their turkey. They had to hand me a piece. So.
You know, you talked about that 1932 grill, that, you know, whole premise. I saw something today on the internet where somebody goes, you want to start a man fight between the neighbors? Just walk over to your neighbor's grill and go, hey, where'd you get that so I can get my son a starter set?
Yeah.
So true.
Joe Martinez from El Paso, Texas has joined us.
Joe, I
think Ryan Guinea from England has joined us.
Perfect.
Appreciate good that very right much. There. Yeah. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Glad you guys are with us. We had Greg Rempe on for a while.
Nice.
Harassing you for your singing skills. If anybody wonders of the many talents of Jeff Rice, he is quite the singer and quite the rapper too. And he's got some serious skills.
It's called determination, Steve. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The Elvis of Central Wisconsin.
Right. You ever been to Graceland, Jeff?
No, but I have to make that trip. I have to make that trip. That is.
Pick me up on the way. I'll go with you.
All right. That sounds perfect.
It is the coolest trip you'll ever take.
I went there like 4 years ago.
It's great. It's great.
Couple of my buddies have been there, and they're like, Jeff, you're such a huge Elvis fan. You have to go there. And it is on my list. I just love to go there.
What he did in 42 years is incredible.
Yeah,
simply
exactly.
Incredible.
Exactly.
Tom Ehide with us says he loves the late night brisket song. I don't know what that is.
Maybe the Skeeter Pit.
Oh, is that it?
Would you do that in the Barbecue Central show?
No. This is a stupid song he does at the beginning of his stupid Sunday night show.
Oh, I know what song you're talking about. Okay,
which is only just a little less stupider than this show.
I do watch the show, so I do know what you're talking about.
Just in the circle of stupid barbecue shows.
it's my stupid head, Steve. I can't help it.
I know. I'm with you. You know, I'm with you. I like barbecue. It's just sitting.
My mom always told me she wished she would have taught me how to filter myself.
No.
Oh well.
Is that what you want? That's what makes it so beautiful. Barbara.
That's right.
Go, Barbara. Leave. Go. Breaking in from the family.
Nice.
No, not nice.
Oh.
At least it was during the break.
Yeah.
Darren. Awesome turkey. There was a lot of flavor in that breast. They're giving away, I think those must have been close to 4 pounders at least, turkey breasts there.
Is that what they're cooking, turkey breasts?
Yeah, for their freebie or whatever. I don't know what all the names are for the entries, but their freebie is a, you know, got donated turkey breast, and they're doing
I thought the National Turkey Federation, not the wildlife part, the one but the meat guys were sponsoring some ancillary contests.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because Dr. Dr. Barbecue is a spokesman for them.
Okay.
I've got a. I might look into one of those Santa Marias. They look pretty good.
They do look nice.
I'm telling you, Steve, it's so much fun.
Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga.
All right, here
Tennessee,
we go. Stand by.
3702.
Coming out.
Talk Radio 102.3 FM, The Talk Monster.
Welcome back to the show, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live here on Talk Radio 102.3. He's the king and he reigns supreme at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. Myron Mixing Rubs and Sauces, set the pace for your backyard cookout. Myron is the winningest man in barbecue, and he wants to be part of your backyard team as well. So team up with Jack's Old South and get your Myron Mixing products at the Owl's Nest Supply in Ultuar. We're talking with our special guest, Jeff Rice from Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin. He's coming to us live from Minnesota at the Minnesota in May KCBS contest up there with Kickin' Ash Barbecue, one of the 60 pro teams. Ash Kicking Barbecue team. And tell him best of luck from everybody down here. And
I will. And he also has a YouTube channel, too, and he does a lot of comp cooks. So if anybody you out there are looking at learning how to do some comp ribs or something like that, Darren has some really good content on that.
Well, good deal. We were talking about size, which we're talking about, everyone. We're talking about getting ready for the Memorial Day cookout, trying to throw out some ideas, different things maybe. Jeff brought out one thing, and I know people cook steaks for cookouts, don't get me wrong, but normally when you think of a Memorial Day cookout, you think of more of a barbecue, at least I do. I've always taken the barbecue route, the big meats, pork butts, briskets, and hamburgers and hot dogs. Jeff likes to throw out a few steaks every now and then. I thought that was not a super outside the box thing, but a good idea to add to the meat menu, so to speak, at your party. And we were talking about some sides. What is, Jeff, what are some of the more unusual side dishes that you have seen at your gatherings that some of your neighbors have brought that you would have thought, boy, I would have never have guessed that? And they can be good or bad.
This is a wrench thrown right at the forehead here on this. Probably the weirdest one is a cranberry salad that I saw one time. And it was, I really can't tell you what was all in it, except for a ton of cranberries. And in central Wisconsin, there's a lot of cranberry growers and stuff.
Not good? Like not good?
I can't really explain it, but it was really, really good.
Okay, good.
Sweet and good. That was probably the most unusual thing that I've ever seen as a salad or like a side.
Mm-hmm. We've had, I've been to a couple parties where they had the bacon wrapped, those little peppers. They wrapped those peppers. And
oh, ABTs? Twinkies?
Say what?
Texas Twinkies?
Yeah, Texas Twinkies, yeah. But I'm not a fan of the peppers, so I don't eat them. But I'm in the minority, I can tell you that. They flew off the... off the tray. Went to one party where the appetizers were on the side dishes were burnt pork belly burn ends, which is redundant because they're not burnt ends, but for lack of a better word, they really flew off the table as well. Let's see, we talked about how you split up the duties. You do the meats. And your wife takes the sides, and if any of your buddies feel like cooking, you welcome them into the pack. And do you ever guide them, Jeff? Do they ever like say, "Hey, Jeff, I want to do this. Will you help me do it?"
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, 100%. I think the biggest accomplishment as being who I am, cooking for 30 years, not a comp cook, no famous guy at all. But I think the best and the most rewarding thing is when my buddy will send me a message. Dale is a prime example. He loves cooking, but he's always been kind of a kitchen whip, yeah, as I call him. And he's barbecuing really hardcore. And he'll ask me how to even do like a simple rack of ribs. And he'll come back and say, "Man, these are so good. Thank you." I get a lot of like satisfaction out of that. Not that I think I'm cool and I'm a great cook. I just taught him how to be a better cook. And that's it. And that's how. So yeah, 100%. I'll share anything. I don't have no secrets. I just want to get fat, really. You know, eat and get fat.
Hey, what do you and your friends do and your family do for shelters? I'm a big tent guy. I like to pitch I've got a 10 by 20 tent, big red and white one I like to put up and kind of make it a festive occasion. And then, you know, it works well, too, if you're, you know, faced with any inclement weather. Because, mm-hmm. But, of course, if it gets too windy, that thing becomes a 10 by 20 foot kite. And it disappears in the mountains of East Tennessee. We've had that happen, too. And yes. What do you do for your parties, Jeff, just to make, you know, for that chance of, you know, as it approaches the big day and if the weather looks like it's going to go south?
It's funny you say tent. My brother and I own a 20 by 40 clown tent, we always call. Get out the clown tent mm-hmm. with the two big tall beams in the center.
Yeah.
And we do fight for it. You know, there's times he'll say, hey, I'm having a party this weekend, so, you know, you can't have it. But we just share that same thing. We go out there with the old sledgehammers and pound in those great big old spikes. And
oh, wow.
Put up a tent just like everybody else. You know, I mean, that's what we do.
It's funny you say that, Jeff, because I had tents like that as well. And I worked for a carnival company at one time, and I got them from them. And they're great for a party because, you know, those aren't going to become kites.
No, they're not. You know, and you got the big tie downs on there. And yeah, you ain't going to pull out some of those inch and a quarter rods that you're pounding into the ground, but always call in for a locate. You know,
what about tables and chairs? Y'all do it the self-sufficient way, or do you ever solicit outside help?
No, I got six different 6 foot, you know, the plastic cheap Menards tables that you can go and buy. And we don't have enough chairs, so I always tell people to bring their own chairs. I always got to tell them that. Because
but you don't,
we have maybe 5 or 6 or 10, I should say, that can fit underneath them. But I've never done a big enough party. And I've had big parties, but not where I care with people who have to sit down.
I tell you, I've done parties with mostly up to 30 people. And I've always... Mm-hmm. And I've always rented tables and chairs. I just have them bring them out to me because I hate to see people not having anywhere to sit or awkward. You know, eating at a cookout is the lots of times the worst part because there's nowhere to put your plate.
Right.
And I always like to have a seat for everybody where they can all sit down and eat and converse in groups and move around. And I don't know, that's just... It's one of those weird things that I've just observed over the years, because I've been to parties where I'm trying to eat on top of the air conditioner unit, you know, and it comes on and your drink goes flying away, or flying over somebody, stuff like that.
Well, when I have a party at the church or something like that, some, you know, confirmation party or something like that for the family members, we always, you know, obviously have the church. There's been times where we borrowed some chairs for a graduation party or something. But typically, I get the tent, I get some tables, and I tell everybody bring chairs because I do not have enough. I don't have the storage for them.
Jeff, when you do your barbecue, when you do your briskets, and especially brisket and pork butt, do you try to do it the day before and then heat it up, or are you one of the guys that likes to start it in the morning and serve it fresh right off the pit?
I typically start the night before. That's mm-hmm. what I do. Most of the time when I'm cooking for a Saturday, I'll start Friday night.
Yeah.
And kind of monitor it, and it's ready. And the way I cook for these parties, that's kind of why I like to have brats there, because you always have your early shows, you know. Grandma comes. She's always 2 hours early for the party. She's hungry. And then, you know, Cousin Bob, well, he's always 2 hours late. So I kind of cook in shifts because I enjoy cooking and then conversation pieces of hanging around a pit. So it's kind of food throughout the process of the day of the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have something so everybody can nibble And but they better save room, because later on we're going to have to start the show on whatever that is it is.
All right, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live here on our Talk Radio 102.3 with our special guest, Jess Rice, from Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin. And I have got another thing to tell you about. It is all you pellet heads out there. Know your pellet smoker needs a quality fuel at the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply. We stock Barbecuers Delight pellets that will keep your smoker running smoothly with great flavor. Everything from mesquite, oak, hickory, to cherry, to peach. You can trust Barbecuers Delight pellets to stoke your smoker with flavor and dependability. 423-267-1023. When we come back, we'll have time for a couple questions. If you would so like to do that, we would so like to answer them here on the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live on Talk Radio. So stay with us. Ron Guinea has to go to bed now. I guess in, I think in England, it's, I think it's 1 o'clock in the morning right now.
6 hours.
So okay, Ryan.
1, 2 o'clock.
Tom Ehot still with us.
As is he is every week.
Tom's a great guy. Good conversationalist.
Tom,
Yeah, he's connected with Green Mountain Grills. As I am. One of the best. Have you ever cooked on a Green Mountain, Ricer?
No, I haven't. And I tried to talk to, what's the name of the kid?
Jason.
Jason, yeah. I sent Jason an email, and he completely ignored me. So it must mean that I'm not good enough or not worthy.
Blew you off.
I'm kidding.
Blew you off.
Maybe once you hit 20,000 subscribers, he'll...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Then I'll be able to qualify. No, I sent him an email, and it's not a big deal. But I most certainly want to get one in eventually. You know, I love that. That's probably the thing I love the most about my little channels. I get to learn. I'm not a brand guy. I always tell everybody that. So I get to learn the different cookers and what features and what works good and all that. So I'd love to get a Green Mountain Grill in eventually.
We fired up the Memphis Woodfire pellet smoker this week.
Oh, yeah. You're carrying them now?
Yeah. And, man, what a sweet Rolls Royce of a pellet grill that thing is.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Beautiful.
That,
beautiful looking.
The control system's like your oven at the house. I mean, it is smooth. And that, it's one button does all. It's awesome.
That lid is as heavy as your oven.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a solidly built piece of machinery.
I've seen Stephen Reichland cook on that before, and boy, does that look like a nice, nice pellet grill, for sure.
Yeah, I try to run in the same circles as Stephen Reichland.
yeah, that's not why I'm here.
I stay back in the back lane and just pick up the scraps. That's more my style.
Yeah, Stephen Reichland and I have a lot in common. Both have good hair.
Right. You don't quite have the same mustache as him, though.
No, I don't. Or the number of cookbooks written, either.
Right. I'm not even going to say whose mustache matches his. It's just not appropriate.
I tell you what, the only, other than his shows, when he appears on Greg's show, is the only time I really ever see him. And I tell you what, he appears to be a very nice and genuine person.
Oh yeah.
To take the time and answer the questions, and he does seem to doesn't mind spreading a little barbecue knowledge among people, no matter how big the no matter how big the crowd.
He's just very multi-talented because he's a real chef-y type of guy, mm-hmm. along with the barbecue knowledge, you know. Me, I just want to get some flesh cooked, and I want to feed some hungry kids that are screaming. And
yeah, I'm like you. I mean, when I get through the barbecue cook, I'm relieved. If it's a big party, and if nobody gets poisoned.
6-4-3-1-1.
All right, here we go. Last segment.
The Midnight Oil in Ottawa.
Talk Radio 102.3.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show live here on Talk Radio 102.3. Green Mountain Grills are the pellet smoker of choice for Big Mo, Jim Elzer, Sterling Smith, Steve Ray, and dozens of other professional barbecue competitors. Come by the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply and see the Green Mountain Grill in action, the complete line, with plenty in stock, the best pellet smoker you can buy, period. The Green Mountain Grill, available at my place, the Owl's Nest Barbecue Supply in Ottawa. We are speaking with Jeff Reiser. Jeff, we have 3 minutes left. First, I want to do this. Your best outside barbecue experience you ever participated in?
Today.
Oh, come on.
Today.
Come on. Today?
This is my first KCBS like competition to be a part of. So I'm going to say today, my best, if I'm going to put me in charge, you're putting me in charge, was 3/4 of July's ago when I cooked up, must have been 18 racks of ribs and 3 briskets and 4 pork butts.
That's
probably
a big,
the most load I've ever done.
That's a big cook. All right, what is the worst disaster at a barbecue event that you planned?
Can it be a family one?
Absolutely. We have 2 minutes left, though.
It was 20 degrees below zero in Wisconsin, and I did not want to cook on the Weber kettle, so I cooked a prime rib for Christmas in the stove. I pulled the prime rib up and thought for sure I had it on a burner-safe glass pan to make my au jus, and I didn't. It wasn't, and it blew up, and I still can find stains of au jus throughout our oven, and it's all my fault. So that was probably the worst. Thank God the prime rib wasn't there, but yeah, we went to store-bought and au jus instead of the real stuff. So that was probably my worst barbecue experience, even if it was in the house.
All right, where can all of my listeners and friends here in Chattanooga find Jeff Reiser on the internet and on social media?
Well, you can find me on Dead Broke Barbecue on YouTube, and that's Dead Broke BBQ. Then you can find me on Instagram, Dead Broke BBQ, and Facebook, Dead Broke BBQ. I appreciate everybody coming over and checking me out.
And as all those guys say, please subscribe and ring that bell.
That's right.
Jeff, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hang on just a second for a little bit of overtime on Facebook. We are going to be signing off here in just a moment. Next week, Russ Jones from where's he from real quick, Jeff?
Smoky Ribs, Biloxi,
Mississippi will be with us, and we will be talking about a 45-day aged prime rib, and it is incredible. You won't want to miss that one. Joe, thank you very much. Until next Friday night here on the Owl's Nest Barbecue Show Live, we bid farewell, and we always say good night and good luck. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, Joe.
So what is your good duty? We're speaking with Jeff Reiser from Dead Broke Barbecue, Wisconsin. What is your duty going to be for Ash Kicking Barbecue, professional KCBS team?
I'm probably just going to sit here and talk smart.
And do what?
I'm probably going to sit here and talk smart.
Talk smart.
And just tell him that he's, you know, be the kind of the coach, rah-rah, and tell him that if it passes or fails, in my opinion, that's it. I'm really nothing. He's already got a couple pit beeps, so I'm just here just enjoying the company and hanging out with these guys.
Now,
you know, they're fellow YouTubers and friends, so it's good to just hang out.
So now you're going to be in the war wagon when it all goes down at 12 o'clock Central Time, correct?
Yes.
So have you ever participated or seen that?
No.
Okay.
And that's what I'm excited. That's why we made the 4.5-hour trip over here just to see it.
Now, when he turns around the trailer and you're in his way, and he pushes you to the floor, don't take it personally. Okay? Because he will do that. Because he will do that. And then when you stand up and his other buddy pushes you from behind and says, get the hell out of the way, don't take it personally.
Just grab the box and take it to the judges.
There's a really, really nice lawn chair that's padded close to the cookers where I can get a little bit of heat. I think that's calling my name. That's probably where I'll stand the whole time.
Oh, good.
They've got a good team, and Darren's done well. He's hoping to, you know, this is his big moment. This is right up the street from his house, so he's excited. So,
well, I'm
just here to just observation. You know, that's it.
But Jeff, I want to tell you something. When you watch it, you may catch the bug.
No,
you may get the bug. You may get the bug. I'm telling you. You say, I can't. I've got so much going on. My wife would kill me. Yeah. You may. If you catch the bug's hard to get rid of.
Well, I know. I mean, I want to do it eventually. I just got to get my boys through school. Once they're out of high school, then I'm going to be bored, and it's going to be back to competition. But
you know what?
I got enough just being a coaching dad, you know?
Jeff, you know, it's actually fun to do it with your kid.
When they're older.
I do. No, my son's 16. I've done it with him, and he enjoys it.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. My kids are going to be better cooks than me.
My daughter hates every minute of it.
Really?
She pouts, stomps. She takes the turn-in box to the wrong place. I said, what do you mean you took it to Walgreens? I thought it was to Walgreens.
That's where we
No, it doesn't go to Walgreens. I said, it goes over by a green wall over there. Oh, I better.
Green wall, yeah.
Should I go get it, Dad? Yeah, I think you better go get it.
My oldest can literally make a man's breakfast every morning if you ask him to. He does a great job on eggs, bacon, toast, pancakes, whatever you want. My youngest, he does the same, but he can't make it. He's going to be the oldest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My boys like that.
Well, he'll get there.
They will be better than me.
Well, tell Darren we said good luck.
Yeah, I will.
And tell him don't forget the salt at the end of everything, because salt is the secret weapon of barbecue. He already knows that, though. And that salt has won and lost more contests than any other element.
All right,
salt.
I certainly will.
Salt.
Thank you very much for having me on, fellas.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.
You bet.
We'll be in contact with you soon.
Thanks so much. Everybody on the YouTube side of things, thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for watching. We'll be back here next Friday night with Russ Jones from Biloxi, Mississippi. We'll be talking about a 45-day aged prime rib. And if you get a chance, go to Smoky Ribs Barbecue YouTube and watch. It's Russ's latest video, and check it out. Then join us, and you can listen and actually call him if you want to next week live and ask him questions about it. It's going to be a great show. And until next Friday night, this is Steve Ray for Jeff Maxwell, for Aaron Carver, wishing you all well and saying good night and good luck to you as well.